And now, WSCR 670 The Score and the Xfinity Cubs Radio Network exclusively present the BBVA Compass Pregame Show. Presented to you in part by the Village of Bedford Park, Nuveen, Menards, United Association of Union Plumbers, Fitters, Welders, and Service Technicians, Timber Tech, Grand Appliance and TV, and Cambria Countertops. And now your host, Mark Grody.
And welcome into the BBVA Compass pregame show on The Score on the Cubs Radio Network. Tonight, the Cubs begin a seven-game homestand here at the friendly confines of Wrigley Field against an NL Central foe. It's the Chicago Cubs against the Pittsburgh Pirates. And good evening, everybody. I'm Jordan Burnfield. Great to be with you here at Clark and Addison. Tonight, the Cubs coming off a winning road trip in which they went 5-4, dropped a 1-0 decision to the Dodgers yesterday, but they have gone 23-7. In their last 30 games. And tonight, Jake Arrieta on the hill for the Cubs, the ace seeking his 17th win overall. He is 4-0 with a 1.98 ERA in the month of August. He'll be opposed by Pirates 24-year-old left-hander Stephen Brault. And now we welcome in Ron Coomer to the pregame show. It is sponsored by Cambria, natural quartz countertops and 133 stunning designs for your new kitchen or bath. CambriaUSA.com. Well, Coom, yesterday, it's a tough one for the Cubs. They could not solve Brock Stewart and the Dodgers staff. And tonight, they get another pitcher that they haven't seen before. What kind of challenges will the Cubs face against Stephen Brault?
Well, there's always challenges, Jordan. And first of all, welcome to the booth. Pat has the day off, and we appreciate you pinch hitting for Mark.
Glad to be here.
Doing pre- and post-game and in-game stuff, so welcome. And it is. It's always a challenge when, you know, when you're going to face a guy that you haven't seen before. A lot of video work being done before the ball game. There's a couple things you want to see. You want to see what the ball looks like coming out of his hand, where his release point is. You want to see velocity and what the velocity is of the pitches. And then the other thing in the big key, what is his out pitch? Fastball, slider, change, kind of a conventional lefty is what we're going to see tonight. But, you know, as you know, you never know what's going to happen in a big league game. We saw that yesterday against Stewart in Los Angeles.
No doubt. And Jake Arrieta on the mound tonight for the Cubs, seeking his 17th win. As we mentioned, he is unbeaten in August. Was it a matter of just fixing a couple mechanical flaws to get that fastball command back on track after a few rocky starts in July? Or what are you seeing that's been different in Jake?
Well, I don't know if I'm qualified to have seen the minor tweaks that Boz and Mike Borzello have probably done. I know from the hitter's perspective, it was a lot of glove side high miss, which means your arm is dragging behind. And then when he'd make the correction, he'd pull that cutter down and away from the righty or down and into the lefty. And that was all a release point thing of just not getting the release point back to where he wanted it. The last few starts have been outstanding. And it seems like it's progressively getting better. His last start was outstanding against San Diego. Threw 99 pitches, but 8 complete innings and only a couple hits. You know, so to me, the other thing about that game is Jake pitched a little more to contact. But when he throws strikes like he did his last start, he is extremely tough.
There's no doubt. And time now for the keys to the game. They're sponsored by Lakeshore Recycling Systems, Chicagoland's go-to waste solutions provider, LRSRecycles.com. What do you see tonight?
Well, I think for Jake, it's just what we were talking about. If he throws strikes and he has command on both sides of the plate, he makes it extremely tough. You just don't square the ball up real well against Jake. Offensively for the Cubs, they've had a couple days in a row where they, you know, the offense has sputtered just a little bit. And that happens when you go out west. I think coming home back to Wrigley, I really think there's going to be a, you know, that rejuvenation of coming back, sleeping in your own bed, getting out of the West Coast and back home. I think the Cubs offense today is going to do a good job. No wind really a factor, hot and humid here at Wrigley. I think the ball's going to be flying and the Cubs offense is going to be back on track.
All right, great stuff, Coom. We will talk to you later in the broadcast. Coming up next, the television voice of the Cubs, Len Casper, sits down with pitching coach Chris Bosio. We continue the BBVA Compass pregame show next. Hashtag Live Bright on The Score and the Cubs Radio Network.